It's The Naked Scientists with Dr. Chris, Dr. Dave and Dr. Helen. If you'd like to ask us any science questions, email chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Now, we had a question a while ago, which was, why do cooked plums taste bitter? And we've had an answer here from Colleen in Michigan. She has given us an explanation for why this might be. So if you want to keep with me, this is actually slightly more complicated than we thought it would be. But she says, this is her idea anyway, that she suspects it's due to the breakdown of sugars that give that bitter taste. And then when you're cooking the sugars at high heat, you get non-enzymatic browning, which occurs either through caramelisation or something called the Maillard reaction. Now, that is an interaction of proteins and sugars. And the free amino group of a protein reacts with the carbonyl group of the sugar, which is basically chemistry, and producing something called N-glycosylamine. And this is unstable and basically is a downstream product. It breaks down into something called the melanoidins, which can be bitter to taste. But the reactions are actually really complex, she says, and are not well understood. So it could be all sorts of different reasons. And that might be why cooking, she says, is so much of an art. So thank you very much for that explanation. I don't know if anyone else has any other ideas of why fruit
might cook
bitter.
I had actually wondered why you eat a plum and it's really sweet and then you cook it and it gets very, very sour. And we just didn't have a clue. So thank you very much to Colleen for that. Now,